It's time for Friday's Roundup, powered by Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, Julie Karen State Farm, Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, and Syme Funeral Home. Tune in with Hank and Phil for laughs with more spark than a Friday night bonfire, plus Cooking with Hank, where dinner's the goal and chaos is part of the recipe and the word of the day. Made up live and on the spot and guaranteed to keep you guessing. Huh? Slide into the weekend with a smile. Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
There he is. That was beautiful.
Oh, are we on? Oh, good morning.
Yes, Phil. We are.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. You had a rain delay last night?
Rain delay, about an hour. I was over in North Crawford. Good ball game. We were cruising, too. I think it was the top of the fourth inning when we hit the rain delay. And then, boom.
Yeah.
Lightning. Actually, it's more lightning delay than anything.
I could see it off in your direction, and we had some raindrops. Mm-hmm. I mean, but nothing major except the wind.
Oh,
crummy wind!
But once that front moved in, it stopped.
Yeah, we didn't have that. It blew the whole time.
Really?
I was hanging on to my papers
equipment. Did you not put the Instapot up?
I did not put the Instapot up because I think I would have rolled a Boaz. You know, it was coming out of the east, and it was just.
But here's the thing: you would have been dry.
I would have been dry.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. I'd been awfully. I'd got a lot of sickness there.
You think
that.
You would?
Yeah, rolling like that. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to roll you, Phil.
Oh well, what do you do?
What I was thinking about getting is get another Instapod for my Mini. I can just park it in the Instapod every day.
Oh, will the Mini go in that Instapod?
Yeah, oh, maybe.
It probably would.
You get one of those doubles right there in your own garage.
Yeah, your own garage.
Yeah.
You can just stay right there.
Just stay right there.
Boy, that's some cheap living. It really is.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, are you anywhere tonight?
No, I'm going to be wining and dining my wife.
Ooh. What's going on with that?
Her birthday today.
Oh, well, yeah. Happy birthday, Junie.
To the brains and the beauty and the ambition behind the operation, you know. And
she is the operation.
Other things. What are you doing?
Well, good for you. Any special plans, or do you know?
Well, I don't want to divulge them and give away the secrets.
I won't tell anybody.
You won't?
No.
Well, it's pigs in a blanket day, so we'll make some hot dogs wrapped with Bisquick and...
You know what? You've got it stepped up, don't
yep,
you?
Yep, right.
With some soy sauce for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, good for you. That's awesome. So you have those were the days tomorrow night?
We do. Yep. We'll be back live.
You are live, so June only gets a night.
She gets a night, right. We had our nights last weekend.
Hey, I mean, you know, like...
No respect at all.
No respect at all. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, where am I at today? I think I'm in Cassville today.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. You can stop by the Nelson Dewey... Memorial or the museum down there?
Yeah.
Stonefield?
Yeah, that won't happen.
It won't?
I'll be pushed for time anyway.
You have to get there early.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm not behind the plate tonight, so that's a good one.
Really?
I was behind the plate last night. I didn't get hit one time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a new record.
It is. So Devin Iam was there last night for Ithaca. Wished him a happy 18th birthday.
That's right. It was his birthday.
Yeah, and he got pizza for people and scotcheroos, and I didn't get nothing.
Didn't you?
No.
Kind of showing their appreciation for your umpiring skills, I think. So, what game was it this week? You didn't get hit the first pitch.
Yeah, what game was that? Was it Tuesday?
Hit right in the chest in the first pitch. Catcher kind of missed it.
Yeah,
didn't even touch it.
Were you there?
No, you told me about.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
whap.
Good morning.
That's a good way to wake you up. It's like first pitch.
Wow, this is going to be a long game. Usually not a good sign. But I, as an umpire, I stand to. The inside more. I mean, most of the time, 3/4 of my body is in the open.
Okay.
So right behind the catcher to the left of the catcher. So that way I can see the plate because I'm short.
Mm. Yeah.
We already knew that.
The home plate umpire at our game last night, he got foul tipped several times. Mm-hmm. It was usually off the catcher and then him. So bang, bang. You know, that happened several times last night. So.
I was in Cashton the other day, and I was talking to the softball umpires, the older gentleman. He goes, well, I've got the plate today. He just grabs his mask and walks to the field. Nothing else.
No chest protector?
Nothing.
Ah.
I said, what?
At least he had a mask.
He goes, if I get hit there, I'm too old to care.
Wow.
It's like impressive.
Absolutely. That is impressive. Yeah.
So I remember doing that last year in a, what was it, 10 and under tournament. Yeah, no chest protector, no shin guards, just a mask. Yeah, I did that for one game because I got pelted.
Oh, boy.
You know, because those balls coming in bouncing
and whip, whap.
Like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So anyway, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
What have you seen that you wish you could unsee?
Oh,
well, so many things.
Well, working with you, there's a lot of things.
Wow. I don't know if I should take that as a compliment. I'm doing my job. Or
yeah, that might be.
Pushing it?
Pushing it a little
bit. HR?
Yeah. Oh, well.
You might be from P Ridge if the only thing that you say to your spouse is, you're blocking the TV.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
And that's, ladies and gentlemen, why.
Yep. Don't.
He's a single man.
Yeah. Mac Davis. That's all you got to say.
Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
All right, buddy. I know you have a busy morning.
Sad.
So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into my recipe.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. You know, cooking with Hank. It's dunk.
Chili dunk?
Yeah, chili dunk. Grilled cheese. It's a hot dog grilled cheese of questionable genius.
Hmm.
So, yeah, chili dunk.
Sounds good.
Hot dog grilled cheese. Not bad. It's pretty good at midnight. All right. The kitchen clock says it's bad decisions, o'clock, and we're cooking anyway. Here's your ingredients, Phil. Hot dogs, hot dog buns, butter, cheddar cheese, and chili. Canned or homemade. It can have beans or no beans. That's it. Five ingredients stand between you and the late night culinary glory and a possible life decision you'll probably defend tomorrow. The hot dog hustle. Grab them hot dogs, split them right down the middle, cut them right down the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then, like, you're opening mail and you already regret receiving.
Do you use a letter opener to cut those?
You can if you want.
Uh-huh.
If not, just use a butter knife. Those
butter
are
knife?
Good too.
Okay.
Toss them in a pan and let them sizzle. We're looking for that crispy edge, like a hot dog that joined a biker game that came back tougher. You know?
Uh-huh.
So number two, the bun flattening ceremony. This is the best part, Phil. You take them. Now take your buns, flatten them out like you're pressing your luck in a backwoods poker game. Nobody is sure is legal. Hit them with butter, not a suggestion, a lifestyle choice. Toast those beauties in the pan until they're golden and slightly smugged about it, you know? So you want to basically roller pin your hot dogs, buns, and then put them in the pan and you're going to grill them up.
That's what that rolling pin is for.
Yes.
Yeah, got it.
Cheese commitment issues. Pile on the cheddar. Don't be shy. This is not a health-conscious midnight snack. This is we'll deal with the consequences tomorrow situation. Let it melt like your self-control at this hour, because you have none if you're up making this. Sandwich engineering. Loose term, but lay those crispy hot dogs in. Smash them it all together. Press down like you're trying to convince life to make it sense at 2:33 in the morning. What you have now is technically a sandwich emotionally, and it's cry for comfort. So what you've done, you've put your hot dogs in the buns.
Okay.
And then you put your cheddar cheese. You put them buns back together.
You
ain't a kidding. The chili baptism. Now comes the bold move.
Oh.
Dip the whole glorious creation straight into chili. Or what I like to do is once your chili is warm, you can put that chili right over that masterpiece that you built in the pan.
Melt the cheese a little more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Not politely, not gentle, just full commitment, just like diving into a questionable decision with confidence. So, you're going to also dip these things into like ranch or whatever you do. So
when you're eating it. Oh. Yeah. So now the chili, is that Hormel out of the can?
I can't afford Hormel.
You can't? Oh, you got to get the generic brand?
It's lower than the generic brand.
Oh,
kind of
okay.
Like the luncheon meat that you got me that was not Spam, but not generic and not even generic.
It was called Luncheon Loaf.
Yeah.
Luncheon Loaf.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like 43 cents.
Sounds like something that was on the school lunch menu many years ago, too.
No, I think the school lunch menu was better than that then back then.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah, there's something growing out of that can. I don't know if it's...
You can be, it can be like a potted plant.
Yes. Anything will grow in it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Final Resort. There it is. A chili dunk hot dog grilled cheese. Crispy cheese, cheesy, messy, slightly chaotic, and absolutely perfect for the time of night when normal ideas go to sleep and the kitchen starts whispering suggestions, Philip.
Wow. So you probably shouldn't wear a shirt when you're eating.
No. But here's the best part. And you know me and chips. Eat it with corn chips. Tastes better. And plus, you can dip the chili into the corn chips. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. How do you eat the corn? Oh, you could crumble them up, yes. I suppose. Yes. I see. Yeah.
Yes. Just shove in your right hand, you have the grilled cheese hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
And in the left hand, you have a handful of Fritos.
Fritos.
Just throw them and crunch them.
Oh,
away.
Boy.
So it's not bad.
Not good. Now, plain Fritos?
Plain Fritos.
Plain,
yes.
Fritos, yeah. I like the chili ones.
I do too, but it upsets my tummy now.
Does it? Oh, yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, with all
that. Man, it's one of the major food groups.
Yeah, I know it is. Chili Fritos. I like chili Fritos, but it does upset my tummy. And I'm not a big twisted honey Frito guy.
See, well, my daughter's, she had the 2-year-old birthday party last week for Kamari, and they had these little bags of chips, and there was Fritos, but they were the barbecue ones with the curly.
The twisted.
Oh, twisted. They were good.
Yeah. Well, she's a Bear fan, so, you know.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do?
I tried my best as a father, but I failed.
Yeah. that's one of the things you do as you're growing up. You're a Packer fan. Packer fan.
I tried.
And you failed.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sad, Phil.
Yeah, they didn't listen.
I know. Here's the word of the day. Are you looking?
I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm ready.
Dayton.
Dayton.
Yeah, it's a noun and a verb. It's a term for saying no to a date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here's your word. Here's your sentence. If you don't like my truck and mom, I ain't dating you.
Dating you. Oh boy.
Yeah,
that'd be two strikes.
Yeah,
you don't like
you're
your
done.
Truck and your mom.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. Yeah, you're done.
Red flag.
Yeah, two of them. Red flag's here.
Oh boy. Hey.
Well, here you go.
All right.
Well, I know you're in a hurry, but I have one fact for you. President Jimmy Carter had solar panels installed on the White House, but his successor, President Ronald Reagan, had them removed, just to let you know.
Is that true?
That's a true thing.
Or is that Hinko?
No, that's true.
It's true.
Yeah, that's a true fact.
Huh. Interesting.
So
I had not heard that before.
Yeah. So now you know. So if someone ever asks you, have there ever been solar panels on the White House? And you'll go, yeah, but Mr. Reagan removed them.
Wow. Okay, well, my day is complete now that I know that.
Well, buddy, have a great day. Everybody have a good weekend. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.